Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of six on ministering to one another, and is based on Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. The verse before us today assures us that God will bless our caring for one another, and it encourages us to continue that. Minister is the Greek word diakoneo, which, as we have noted before, referred basically to one who serves at table, but probably included other menial tasks. That concept gradually broadened until it came to include any kind of service in the church. Pastors have been called ministers for a long time. A pastor, in fact, is often viewed as the fellow who is supposed to do just about everything in the church, from preaching to hospital visiting to mowing the church lawn. But all believers are ministers, that is, servants. And we find that example in Galatians 5:13. And we are to attend to the needs of one another. What makes this all the more wondrous is that when we serve one another, we are automatically serving Christ. In closing his Olivet Discourse, the Lord Jesus said that when he returns, he will usher his sheep into his kingdom, which he prepared for them from the foundation of the world. He went on to list his reasons. They fed him when he was hungry, gave him drink when he was thirsty, welcomed him when he was a stranger, clothed him when his clothes were worn out, visited him when he was ill, and comforted him when he was in prison. When his sheep voiced confusion, they didn't even exist when he walked the earth, so they couldn't possibly have done any of these things. He explains, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew 25:33-40. Now this does not imply salvation by works. Rather, it demonstrates that there is a, quote, "sacred union among the children of God," unquote, as Calvin put it. And so these are the things we now do simply because of our transformation in Christ. And so it is then that we all work and labor for one another. The Greek behind work is the word ergon, is a general word for an act, deed, or employment. But labor is the more graphic word kapos, which means exertion and toil. The process of becoming tired and the consequent fatigue and exhaustion. Peter used this word, for example, when he told the Lord that he and his companions toiled all night fishing and caught nothing in Luke 5:5. It is also used to describe the pastor's responsibility to labor, that is, labor to the point of exhaustion in the word and doctrine, 1 Timothy 5:17. And that is because his primary function is to preach and teach, as we see in chapter 3, verse 2. Paul also used this to describe four people in the Roman church who labored tirelessly and sacrificially for Christ. There we read of Mary, Tryphena, Tryphosa, and Persis in Romans 16, verse 6 and 12. With this in mind, how can we practically minister to one another? It is encouraging indeed that God has not left us to our own opinions here. Rather, he has provided specific ways we can serve one another. By turning to several verses that use the term one another, we discover no less than 12 ways that we can minister to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. We will examine these in the next few installments of our podcast. You'd like to go a little deeper on your own, and in preparation for that, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses add to our study today in Mark 9:41, Galatians 5:13, and 1 John 3, verse 18. Our next episode is part 2 of Ministering to One Another, and is again based on Hebrews 6:10. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.